Have you heard about the Critter Barbecue, Larry Anderson? It's unbelievable. Are you there, buddy? Breaker, breaker, breaker. Are there any takers? Do you have me loud and clear?
Yeah.
It's Larry Anderson in Sweetwater, Tennessee. It's the Grease Man. How you doing, Larry?
Doing great.
I had to talk to you because, you know, on May 19th here in Washington, DC 101 and Coors Beer is going to help with the National Kidney Foundation. We're having the National Chili Cook-Off here. Well, we have literally thousands of people wandering around eating chili willy-nilly. But I hear on the same day in Sweetwater, Tennessee, you're having the annual Critter Barbecue.
Yes, we are.
This is not a joke. We had to find out. I hear that you cook up wild critters that people don't normally eat. What kind of critters are you going to be cooking?
Well, I'm nearly afraid to tell you people up in Washington because you've got that endangered species bunch up there that gets all upset with people.
Well,
I think that this year I'm going to cook a hootie owl.
An owl?
Yeah, it makes good soup.
Oh, man, you're not going to eat an owl,
yeah,
man.
I've had a lot of trouble with this thing. Year before last, I cooked groundhog.
Yeah, well, I
thought you wouldn't eat it.
Well, a groundhog, is it good? Or?
Oh, it's so good. Yeah, a man with a name like you got, the Grease, would really like it because it's greasy.
Well, so that's what you do. You can get a nasty piece of meat and grease it up real good.
Oh, it's got the grease already in it. It's good.
So you just grab a little groundhog and... What other kind of critters you fry up?
Oh, we've cooked a possum.
You mean all those possums I've been driving by on the side of the road, I should scoop up and take them home?
Absolutely. We call it roadkill pizza.
I've heard that before, but I didn't realize people really did that. Well, how'd you get the idea for eating this? You were down on your luck one day and couldn't afford regular chow or what?
No, when you're an old country boy and raised down in the hills like we are, you eat anything that won't eat back.
I understand.
And you have to do that to keep a little weight on your bones.
Well, what do you think is the best critter that's out there that people don't normally eat that you think is the best tasting?
I think groundhog is.
Groundhog.
Yeah, but owl does make awful good soup.
Yeah, but you can't eat owl. Now, owl is an animal that you're just not supposed to eat. There's not enough owls around.
Oh, I know it, but see, the two things that these endangered species people like you all got up in big town of Washington don't understand.
Yes, sir.
It's a whole lot better to eat a hootie owl and not starve to death.
I understand.
If I have a choice between protecting them and starving, I'm going to protect myself first.
I understand. But you sound like a man who's well-fed. Obviously, if we were all down on our luck and we had no food, we'd probably eat owls and praying mantises and dip them in chocolate and everything else. But
anything you could get your hands on.
Right. Okay, well, this is in Sweetwater, Tennessee. If people want to come down there, when is that? The same day we're doing our chili cook-off?
The same day you're doing your chili cook-off.
All right, well, we'll be eating chili while you're eating possums and groundhog, buddy. All right, hey, thanks for talking with us. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
See you down there, Larry.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That's Larry Anderson. He's the Critter Gourmet, they call him. And every year he cooks up a different animal. Of course, he's going to get in trouble with the owl business now. I know they're going to nail him on the owls. But the groundhogs and the possums, next time you drive by one, obviously there's someone somewhere who would be smacking his lips.
It's the Best of Grease Man Show.